All right, y'all, welcome back to the show. It's Anti-War Radio. I'm Scott Horton, and our next guest is Kelly B. Vallejo. She writes for us at antiwar.com. That's original.antiwar.com/Vallejos. And, of course, she's a contributing editor at the American Conservative Magazine and all kinds of great things like that. The most recent piece is called Post 9/11, All Eyes on You. And the one before that is Who Says Obama's Bad for Business? Both of these, some of the, my favorite articles of September so far anyway. Welcome back to the show, Kelly. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me, Scott.
All right, so now tell me about All Eyes on You. Here we are 10 years later. What happened?
Well, you know, I got the idea for writing this piece when I was walking through the Washington Metro the other day, and I realized there had been this huge, you know, campaign for, you know, ad campaign for the International Spy Museum, which, you know, did all this sort of tongue-cheek, you know, cutesy artwork and, you know, suggestions that, you know, we as travelers on the metro are being constantly watched by spies and, you know, government spooks. Ha, 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 ha. And it sort of dawned on me that, you know, in this post-11, 9/11 environment that, you know, the American people have sort of been lulled into this belief that we are always being watched. And that is just the natural trade-off for our national security in a post-9/11 world. And that places like the International Spy Museum, on which 90% of its board, you know, are former CIA and FBI agents, sort of take advantage of that and have sort of been pushing this sense that it's okay that we've given away all of our civil liberties, that it's perfectly normal that all eyes are on us nowadays. And so I use that as a launching point to talk about the Patriot Act and how it has developed and evolved and, you know, sort of, you know, how it's reached in and taken away many of our civil liberties over the last 10 years.
Yeah, well, and it's amazing, isn't it, how it has taken the 10 years and all the propaganda this whole time, escalating every time there's a failed attack on an airline or whatever, everything gets ratcheted up one more. But I think, you know, even if on, you know, the day they passed the Patriot Act, if they had just said, like, okay, from now on, warrantless searches, we're going to be constantly reading everyone's email, we're going to be tapping your phone and keeping track of who all you call and who all they call, and we're going to data mine every database in the world about you all the time, and we're going to you know, create all these fusion centers and start putting Homeland Security people in your local police departments and all this stuff, people would have flipped out. They wouldn't have been able to do this even right on the heels of 9/11 if they had announced all this, all the cameras everywhere. They'd announced this revolution as happening all at once. The people, I gotta believe, would have balked. But after 10 years, it's like, yeah, it's just another TV show. I've seen this one, you know?
Well, yeah, and the revelations about the abuses in the name of the Patriot Act have been in sort of this drip-drip fashion over the last 10 years that the American public is either A, not paying attention when we do see an audit or a report come out about the FBI abusing its, you know, right to go into your emails and internet, or the National Security, you know, Agency data mining all of our phone records. You know, people hear this, they acknowledge it, and then they move on. Like you said, there hasn't been a sort of saturation point in which people say, hey, you know, this has gone too far. This drip of information. You know, and I'm not saying that the American people don't bear a responsibility either. I mean, people like you and I have been reading about this and getting, you know, appropriately outraged. I think that the American people should take a responsibility. And as I mentioned in the piece, I mean, there are too many sheeple amongst the population here, meaning people go along with anything. And you see that in the polls, you know, where you and I would be outraged or are outraged when we hear about the TSA and them ramping up these intrusive checkpoint policies. We look at polls the same day or the next day, and American people seem all right with trading off these liberties for what they perceive as greater safety. I don't know where it ends, Scott. I don't know if full body cavity searches at airports will be the tipping point in which American people, a majority of them, will say, hey, this has gone too far. I don't know. But I'm increasingly discouraged, you know, after all this time, and increasingly not confident that there is going to be any curb on Patriot Act policies and these expanded surveillance laws anytime soon, because I think they would have happened already. We've had several authorizations that have gone through Congress without much of a hitch. You know, we've had a new administration come in who promised, Obama promised to scale back Patriot Act, did not. So I'm really not confident that we're going to see any curb anytime soon.
Yeah, well, you know, I like what you say about the responsibility of the American people, because, I don't know, I guess it's been a while, but I still remember pretty well being, you know, like a young teenager and sort of believing that, like, all right, well, so the way it works is the adults, you know, in this so-called democratic system we all live in and whatever, everybody does their part at least a little bit to make sure on how things are going. They don't just cede all decision making to some faraway imperial capital or something like that. Everybody, you know, they go to the PTA meetings to make sure the schools are going okay, and they care very much who's going to be the new land commissioner because his position is different than the other guy and whatever. And it's supposed to be that people care. And really, where it comes down to on the war, well, on civil liberties, of course, we're betraying, you know, all our posterity who are going to be saddled with this thing. But especially like on the wars, I think about, you know, kids who are getting out of high school who are joining up, whose attitude is that, you know, the democratic system is making sure that I'm being used well here. They wouldn't have me go and fight an unnecessary war. And it's not just the politicians. It's the American people who let the politicians betray these guys. That's why they shoot themselves in the head when they come home. They realize all they just did was for nothing, that they weren't protecting America at all. They were accomplishing some corrupt goal for some corrupt power that they don't have a voice in, because they mistakenly assumed that the rest of us were taking care of that business,
yeah,
and making sure they were only going to be used well. You're talking about high school football players, right, or the ones who go and join up. They don't know.
Right, right. It's, you know, and I've never seen a more symbolic, you know, moment is when I went into the airport the spring break, and it was fully prepared to take on the pat down because I refused to go through the full body scanner. And I'm watching, you know, American after American go through these full body machines. You know, I just looked ahead and realized if I get on the right line, I go through the regular magnetometer. So I didn't have to make that decision. I didn't have to have that confrontation. I looked around me. Nobody else seemed concerned. They just went in the line like they were shuttled in like cattle, and they went through the full body. They raised their hands in a supplicant, you know, position. They had this naked image taken of them. Or their, you know, of their children and their parents, you know, and they moved on. And I realized, you know, things aren't going to change because the American people aren't outraged. They don't see their civil liberties being impinged upon. They do as they're told. They're sheeple. And I hate to say that, but I think without a critical mass of people saying we've had enough, you and I are just going to have this conversation till we're blue in the face.
Yeah. Well, then again, here's the thing. And here's my attitude about it to keep me from getting frustrated, because it's been a long time and I'd be way burned out by now. But the trick is, if at least from my point of view, I don't try to really think that I could change history or anything like that. I just want to be a place where people can come to me if they want to know what the truth is for their own life or whatever. But the course that America's on now, this massive warfare economy and imperial system that's existed since way before I was born, hell, my grandparents wouldn't have even known each other without it, right? I mean, there's nothing I can do to turn this thing around. I'm just calling the score for people who want an honest accounting of what the hell's really going on here.
Right.
You know?
Correct.
And otherwise, I'd be really bummed out because things just keep getting worse.
Yeah. And I, you know, as much as I make a big deal about the mainstream media falling down on the job, I have been happy, at least here in Washington, to hear that the so-called liberal establishment media is making some attempt to point out the increased surveillance slash military state that has emerged after 9/11. You know, I've heard numerous interviews, a lot of references to the Washington Post excellent series on, you know, the national security state. I think it's called a hidden world.
Secret America.
Like that. Yeah, Top Secret America. And I one of the best series I've read all year, because it's chock full of these amazing statistics about the utter explosion of defense and spy contractors in the greater Washington area that's just going on right behind the scenes, this shadow world. And we're talking billions and billions of our tax dollars are going into this, and this is all a result of 9/11. And I think that the more that that's pointed out in the mainstream media, the better, because unfortunately for people like me and you, we don't have as big of a soapbox to stand on. And so when you do hear, you know, these mainstream mavens like Diane Rehm talking about, you know, this crazy surveillance state, unfortunately that's when people are listening. And they might think twice about those cameras that they're seeing everywhere they go. And those loopy, you know, international spy museum campaigns that basically shove it down your throat that you are a victim of the, you know, the all-seeing eye.
All right, well, I know you got to go for another interview, so we'll leave it here. I got John Glazer coming up next.
Great.
I'm sorry we didn't get to talk about Obama's friendship with Eric Prince and the guys of Blackwater, but maybe we can catch up on that early next week, Kelly.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your time. Everybody, that's the great Kelly B. Vlahos. That's original.antiwar.com/Vlahos. You can also find her at the American Conservative Magazine. We'll be right back after this, kids.